live from Farm Fest, and I can tell by the traffic indoors, it's raining outdoors. And that's why all the traffic is indoors underneath the tent. Thanks for the tent.
No, you're welcome.
Like you had a choice.
Yeah, well, I'm better than outside.
Definitely. Could get rained on a little bit. Actually, this rain shower expected to last for about a half hour to 45 minutes. And then it's steady as she goes because, according to my meteorologist,
Mick Kerr,
yes, he says it isn't going to rain until after 7 o'clock tonight again. So, yeah, farmers do need rain in this area as well. So,
yes, they're in the need as we are up in the valley.
Yeah, and we're looking, well, the last forecast I seen, which was early this morning, we're looking at anywhere from 3/4 to an inch and a half. And that mainly along, believe it or not, I-94 all the way into Detroit Lakes, where WeFest is going on this week.
Oh, darn.
And the inch and a half, that was supposed to happen at Detroit Lakes. So we'll find out. Fargo, about an inch and a quarter. Fergus Falls, we're looking at about 3/4 to an inch.
Hey, that'd be actually more than I asked for during the week. I just want that inch. But as long as that white combine stays away, I'm good.
Haven't, well, there's a possibility. So we'll just kind of calm that down.
Yep.
We won't even talk about that white combine thing. Let's talk about Latham High-Tech Seeds because, you know what, I've seen you've been talking to a lot of people as they go through and actually discussing what they should be doing out there in their field. And I know there's some things we haven't talked about yet that you did want to talk about. So let's talk about it.
Well, you know, it's been a great crowd the past 2 days, and we've met a lot of people. We're selling seed. That's a good thing. But the need of rain was mentioned quite a few times, and aphids was the huge issue at that time also. They're coming and wondering, you know, if we got our new product catalog, and we've handled quite a few of them out. And so it's been going pretty steady for us, and it's been pretty really great for us for Latham Seeds here at the show.
Well, got another show coming up in a couple of weeks. That's going to be out in Mitchell, South Dakota Fest. Are you making that trip?
You know, as of right now, I think our South Dakota boys are going to be down there. The Kelchins,
yep,
are going to be there, Myron and James, and Jordan is going to be down there, and I haven't been asked to go down there yet, so I'm not a clue that I'm going to be there or not, but I will be at Big Iron. So
that's kind of your area, more so than the Mitchell thing.
That is, yes, correct.
So you've had a chance to talk to some of your farmers the last couple of days up in your area. So how are the crops looking? And I would imagine, just because of what I've seen, they could use a drink of water just like they can down here.
Yeah, you know, I had actually talked to a couple of them, and actually one of them was from the Holly, Minnesota area. And he's spraying for aphids right now. His counts have gone considerably up since last Friday. And so he's out there actually doing some spraying and wishing for some rain. Down into the valley, the Fargo-Moorhead area, the same. We could use some rain for these crops. But then again, it's going to be a hindrance for the wheat. You know, like to get the wheat off. They've had a great start going down there. And I know beets are going to be opening, I think I had heard, the 17th.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just right around the corner. So hopefully we can get this little bit of rain and then clear up for a while and start harvest again.
Actually, pre-Holland sugar beets, I think American Crystal is talking the 18th, and I think Mindac was even sooner than that.
Yeah, I think they were starting, I think, 4 or 5 days, if I remember right. I was talking with Mike Berquist, one of the dealers, Latham dealers in the Foxholm area, and I'm pretty sure it was like 4 or 5 days earlier than Crystal.
So it's actually really, we're talking maybe a little over a week away.
Yeah, that's quick. So that's just right around the corner again.
When we're talking about Latham High-Tech Seeds, and of course we did a report yesterday from the field and what some of those farmers should be looking for, and of course we talked about the aphid pressure that's actually going on out there, but any cyst nematode showing up, any of that stuff that you've heard of?
You know, there has been, and we've seen quite a bit of it in that very eastern side of Clay County, into Becker County. I've been in quite a few fields. Some of the growers are concerned about some of the plants turning brown, and they were thinking maybe it was IDC, iron chlorosis, and I'm going, You know, I'm pretty sure that we're past that stage. And we did some digging out there, and we had a little water pail out there, and we're finding cysts in heavy amounts. And just started to show up on one of the farms. And, of course, he did not have one of our Latham products sitting on the ground with cyst protection, and nor did he treat. And he finally realized that this is something that he has to look forward in the future is picking the right genetic and putting a seed treatment on there to help fight that cyst issue. Well, and rotation is a huge thing, too. You know, this particular grower, this is the fourth year that he had put beans on beans, so he's kind of knowing that he's going to have to go back to rotation.
Okay, now, once you got it, you can't get rid of it.
Well, no, you really can't. But, you know, with rotation, doing everything the proper way, it's going to help combat them immensely, where it's not, you shouldn't see the effects that he's currently seeing right now. And, you know, we had talked about our ironclad. I had talked to him about our ironclad beans. And he also had a weed issue. So Liberty Link got brought up quite a bit here in this conversation we had a couple weeks ago. And he's seeing that now that I've explained everything about how ironclad really works and the definition of what it really amounts to, because it's just a huge protection for these growers to have that bean sitting out in that field, or at least that plant out in that field.
Okay. We need to get a hold of you, Ken. What do we do?
www.lathamseeds.com is our webpage. My phone number is 701-541-2800. And then, of course, every Wednesday, we have the fieldposition.com. Get in there. That's all the agronomic updates every Wednesday. A lot of the field reports from all of us throughout Latham country in our six states that we're currently in, and a lot of great information for the growers out there to
Okay. Ken Hynes, Regional Sales Manager, Latham High Tech Seeds. We'll let you get back to work, buddy.
Yeah, this is busy. So
all these traffic that's got, it must have quit raining. That's my thought. Okay, thanks, Ken. Appreciate the time.